The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
Good evening. We're holding in an interesting part of the Shar HaBitochen L'Chavos HaLavovos, Perek Dalet, where he talks about the Chelek HaShishi, where he speaks about the need for Bitochen in the reward, in the cheshbon that a person has in this world and in the next, reward and punishment in ha'olam hazeh, v'hu bigmul ha'olam hazeh v'olam habo. That will come, and he emphasizes, asher yiyev ha'odam roi lei b'maseh ha'toyv b'olam. And the acts that he does, the good things that he does, there will be reward for, and that's what the emphasis is on right here, and the need to have bitochon that there will be such a reward. And when we think about that, it's even a little bit more than that, because the Chayus HaLavovitz says at the beginning of this whole discussion of the different areas that we should have bitochon, he says, Avol hadvorim shechayov ha-mamin liftoech bohem ala bo'er yisale, koel le-mesum shnei minim. The things that a person, the mamin, the one who believes, is obligated, chiyuv, not just a mitzvah, a maisa, a madrega, but the chiyuv to trust Hashem is including two things. One is divrei olam hazeh, and the other one is divrei olam habo. And there, all the divisions that he goes into, but there seems to be clear a need for bitochon in Hashem, for the things that are going to come in the next world. In Yonim Olam Habo, he says two things. Ech mehem, hagmul haroi. He says that, well, the first thing is the payments that are appropriate for what a person has done in this world. And the second thing in Olam Habo that we have to have bitochon on, shumei chesed haber yisal ala chasidim anevim lo'olam habo, that is extra chesed, beyond what we normally would deserve, that Hashem gave to those special people who have done even more, that an extra chesed. So with Olam Habo, in terms of its payment that's deserved, that's earned, and in terms of the extra chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, the realization of the benefits that we are going to accrue in Olam Habo, and the din v'cheshbon that exists, is critical as a chiyuv, an obligation to have bitochen in that area. And one might think for a moment, like, why is that so critical? Like, why is that so important? Olam Habo, let's say I don't have bitochen. I'm not thinking about Olam Habo. I'm not thinking about reward and punishment. I'm thinking very simple. I need my parnosa. I want to trust Hashem he's going to give me parnosa. There are people that are sick. I want to trust Hashem that he's going to take care of the sick people. There are people that have difficulties in life with their children and this. I want to trust that Hashem is going to help me with my difficulties in life. Why this need to focus on the trust that Hashem will take care of me, not only in this world, but even beyond, in Olam Habo, the due payment for that which I do, and even beyond that with extra chesed. This seems to be something that's required. And it occurred to me that we have to have a sense of, a broader sense of what this bitochen really is. You know, we narrowly define bitochen as a person trusting Hashem. I trust Hashem. Chisoyon, the Goyin says, is even when he didn't promise me, bitochen is more with a promise, but I'm trusting Hashem he's going to deliver. I trust him he's going to give. We know there are higher levels, so there's a lower level, there's a higher level, this is a medium level, but it's basically a trust that I put in Hashem, but it deals with my needs for parnosa, my needs for health, my needs for family, for benefits in this world. That's what bitochen refers to. But really, there's a broader concept to bitochen. In fact, the truth of the matter is that even the level of bitochen, which speaks about trusting that Hashem will not disappoint me, I shouldn't be embarrassed that you didn't fulfill the desire of my bitochen, the focus of my bitochen, or the idea, like the Meiri says, the Meiri says in Brochas, a person who trusts in Hashem, his hope, his awaiting, will not be disappointed. He's going to get it. There's no question about it. That level of bitochen really could be misunderstood, because it shouldn't be understood as a bitochin in Hashem is definitely going to give me this. It's rather, and there's just a fine line of difference, a trust in the chesed Hashem. I so am so confident in Hashem's chesed and rachamim that I just know He's going to give it to me. Not that I'm trusting He's going to give it to me, but I'm trusting in His chesed. And therefore, since this means so much to me, my trust in His chesed will focus and will assure that this chesed be done to me. It's not a direct trust in the specific thing being fulfilled, but it's a trust in Hashem's chesed, and therefore I'm confident, because this is such a chesed and means so much to me, that this is going to be fulfilled. And I think that brings us to a sense of an appreciation of a unique type of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the focus of bitochen is not necessarily, and certainly not always, on the specific desire that I want, although I certainly want, I need parnosa, and I need help, and I need health, and I need all of the brochas that I need. But there's a broader perspective, and that is on my sense of connection with Hashem, my sense of appreciation of His chesed, my sense of identifying with Him, and to that extent feeling that closeness and feeling that confidence that His chesed will prevail to assure me that which I want. And I think there is a beautiful and uniquely appropriate to the Chag HaShavuos insight or lesson in this type of bitochen in the daily recitation that we recite daily in the Birchas Kriya Shema in the morning of Avor Abba. Avor Abba is the brocha that's referred to as the Birchas HaTorah. It refers to, it's a substitute for Birchas HaTorah. If one didn't make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, to be Yitzvah with Avor Abba, if he's Mechavan, if he learns after the davening. And it talks about Torah and our relationship with Hashem and our relationship with the Torah. But it ends, or it comes to, towards the end, comes to a conclusion where it discusses the bitochon that we have in Hashem. And I'd like to, I think it's appropriate to Shavuos, you know, Reboruch Be'er Leibowitz, the Kamenetz of Rosh Yeshiva, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, used to say that a day that he didn't cry when he was reciting Avor Abba was a day that he couldn't be Mechadish Torah. He couldn't reach the appropriate levels of creativity to understand and to appreciate. It wasn't divinely granted that brocha to be Mechadish in the Torah. So I think it's a very important thing. It's very apropos to the Chag HaShavuos, and I think it's a uniquely relevant introduction to the next few pieces here in the Chedus HaLevavos, which deal with bitochein, about the next world, which deal with our total confidence in Hashem, even beyond the focus of the specific desires that we have at this moment. And it goes like this: Abba Rabba Havtonu Hashem Elokeinu, you have loved us with a tremendous love, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our God. Chemlo Gedoilo Visero Chamalto Aleinu, you have bestowed upon us a great mercy, magnificent mercy. How? With what? Avinu Malkeinu, our father, our king, in the merit of our Ovois who trusted you, the merit for which Hashem decreed upon us, bestowed upon us, the great love that He did was the merit of the trust of our Ovois. They went through the Yamsuf, they went out of Mitzrayim, they followed Him into the Midbar, they said, Naaseh v'nishma, before they even heard what the Torah demanded of them, they had such trust and confidence in Hashem and in His chesed that they said, we'll do it, and then we'll find out what it is later. Such a level of confidence. And what did Hashem do in response? You taught them the principles of life, the laws of life, the manual for living, how to live life properly, how to live the successful life. So you should be gracious to us, and that means a matnas chinam, you give us even what we don't deserve, and teach us the Torah. So we say that you loved us so much, and in the schus of the bitochon that our ovos had in you, you taught them the Torah, you gave the Torah at Har Sinai, so too you should teach us Torah today. Torah today is taught kinsinos mehar Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Noisein HaTorah, Baruch HaTorah Hashem, Noisein in the Loshon Hoyeh, in the present tense, He teaches Torah. Torah cannot be understood. It's beyond human comprehension. without the siyata d'shmaya, without the gift of ki Hashem yiten chokhmo mipiv das usfuna, he gives the Torah himself, he teaches it himself, he's the chaynin l'odom das, he's the malamid lenu ishbino, and we ask him to please teach us the Torah today, just as you did in the merit of the bitochen that our fathers had. And then it continues, obinu avarachma, our father, the merciful father, hamarachim, the one who has mercy, rachim olenu, have mercy on us. And what do we ask? What's the great? We need so many languages to request. Avinu, our father, Ha'ov, the father, the merciful father, the one who has Rachmonis. Have Rachmonis on us. What? The same belief, Beinu, Lehovinu, Lehaskil. Put in our hearts the ability, in our hearts, the ability to understand the Torah. Then, Lishmoya, to listen to it, to learn it, Ulalame, to teach it. Teaching is all part of it. The mitzvah of learning Torah is learning and teaching the Torah, learning it, studying it, and passing it over. The real connection and the dveikus with Torah is that I learn it and I pass it over to the next generation. Lishmor v'lasus u'lekayim is called divrei salmud Torah sech b'yavo, to guard and to do and to fulfill all the words of the Torah that I study, to do it all b'avo. This is what you should grant us. V'hoir einenu b'seir sech, enlighten our eyes in the Torah. V'dabikul b'ir mitzvus, and cling and cause our devek, cause our hearts lidovek, our hearts should connect, to cling to the mitzvus. Unite our hearts. That should be with the totality of heart, without any distractions or any intentions to go in any other directions. To love and to fear Shemecho. And then he says, we should never be embarrassed. And the Avud Rom says here, is based on the posuk, what does it mean we shouldn't be embarrassed forever? Because we had bitochen in Hashem. And then he continues, since in your holy and great name and fear and awesome name we trusted, we should celebrate and rejoice in your salvation. Which bitochen are we talking about? Means because what are you talking about? This is not about bitochen. It's about bitochen of the Ovis. The Ovis had bitochen. That's why they were zeichut to the Torah. But where's our bitochen? And the Avud Rom says, I trusted in you, Alevush. I shouldn't be embarrassed. I didn't have bitochen. I'm talking about love of Torah. I'm talking about connection to Torah. I'm talking about passion for mitzvahs. And then he said, Kibashem kocho, because we did have trust in you. We didn't, they had, but we don't. They had, they followed into the midbar. That's not us. Vaisleis, I believe that the pshat is clear, that the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the relationship with his Torah, that sense of, we beg Hashem, open our hearts, I open my hearts, I should be able to understand the Torah. And I ask you that I should be able to listen, I should be able to learn, I should be able to teach, I should be able to keep and guard all of the mitzvahs, enlighten my eyes with the Torah. My heart should cling to the mitzvahs. My heart should, with total conviction, to love and fear Hashem. This is bitochen in Hashem. Bitochen in Hashem, besides its narrower meaning of the trust that I have in His chesed, is a broader meaning of that complete relationship that I have with Him. I'm so connected with Him. My heart palpitates and passionates to understand his Torah and to keep his mitzvahs and to follow all of his directives. And I beg him, Ovinu, Ha'ov, Rachamon, Hamerachem, Rachim, Oleinu. Please, I beg you in every language of bakosha, of beseechment, please help me. I desperately want to connect with you. I desperately want to connect with your Torah. I feel that sense of passion for you and your Torah. That seems to be a definition of bitochen as well. Bitochen is not only the specific focus on Hashem's chesed, not only the specific focus on what Hashem will give to me, but or what I want from Him, but it has to do with a broader sense of relationship with Hashem. And the truth of the matter is that the craving for Torah is really an active expression of bitochen. Not a specific bitochen for something, but the ultimate act of bitochen in Hashem. Why? I want to do Torah. I want to do the mitzvahs. I want to do what Hashem says. Just as they said Nase before they said Nishma. Whatever you say, we'll do.
And whatever it is that you have, we want to know. And we want to know everything, want it to be part of our lives. And we beg and beseech you, give it to us, the understanding, so we should reach the depths of your Torah, and we should be committed to the performance of your mitzvahs. That's the ultimate expression of trust. When a person declares, and a person passionately craves the clarity of the of knowledge of the divine directive, in with the purpose of following and fulfilling its mitzvahs, that's the greatest bitochon. That's nasa ben ishma. That's like, you know, imagine the bitochon of the someone that I heard about, someone a great grandparent of one of our people here, who when he came to this country, the early part of the last century, they say he had 82 jobs in 2 years, because every Shabbos he didn't show up for work, and every Monday he was fired, or almost every Monday. What bitochon? Where am I going to eat? How am I going to support my family? Everybody else is working. What am I going to do? Shabbos was a big day. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me. Sheishas yomem tavu v'asis kom lachtecho sheyeh beinecho kilu kol malachtecho asuyah. As far as I'm concerned, it's as if everything was done. I don't worry about it. What do you mean, don't worry? Because I'm making money. What are you going to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide. There's a creator. The B'ir Yolam will provide. The power of the commitment to mitzvahs under all difficult and dire circumstances is the ultimate expression of one's bitochon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I trust him. I have to do his mitzvahs. He will take care of everything else. And I crave for his Torah to guide me. And I crave for the love of his mitzvahs to guard and protect them, that I should constantly fulfill everything that I learn. L'kayim is called divrei salmud teirosecha. The words that I learn and that I hope that he will teach me, I want to fulfill them, and I fulfill them be'ava. I don't fulfill them with hesitation. I don't fulfill them with trepidation. I don't fulfill them with fear that maybe I'm not going to be able to make it or get what I want. I fulfill them be'ava. This is really the greatest expression. This is why we ask Hashem, we shouldn't be embarrassed, because this is the ultimate bitochon. The bitochon of a relationship with Hashem, that all I want is he should guide me through this world, that I should be able to fulfill his mitzvahs and his Torah, and this is the ultimate directive. And this, I think, is, and that's why, because we have such trust in your name, that Nagilo v'nismecha b'Yeshua secha, that we should be zeicha to rejoice in the Yeshua. And you know that when we rejoice in the Yeshua is when it finally comes. We say Hallel, we say Shira, we say Nishmas. We're all ultimately expressive of that great Chesed Hashem. Before, we're sure, we're confident. When it happens, we are elated and we express Nagilo v'nismecha b'Yeshua secha. I think it's also important to realize that we're trusting B'Shem Hashem. You know, until now we found Psukim, it says, Yisrael B'tach B'Shem, in Hashem, well, that may be the same thing. We say, V'ani B'chastach, we trust in Hashem's Chesed. But in the Shem Hashem, I think there's something that's also significant to realize. Ki B'Shem Kodshecho, we've trusted. But the Shem Hashem really has two or three components. It's the Adon HaKol, he's the master of all, which means no problem for him to deliver. He can do everything. There's no limitations. There's nothing that restricts him. There's nothing that limits him. So he's the Adon HaKol, the master of all. One. Two, he's the Ho Yehi Veveyir. That's the Yud Kei Vav Kei. He was, he is, he always will be. He's eternal. No limitation. The master of all, and no, from time immemorial, and for eternity, no limitation whatsoever. And besides all of that, he's the Baal HaRachamim. Hashem Hashem, the Shem Hashem is the Midas HaRachamim, not the Midas HaDin. So he's the Adon HaKol, the master of all, who controls everything. His control is not limited, it always was, is, and always will be. And he's the Baal HaRachamim. That ki b'shem kod shecho, HaGodol v'hanuiro b'tochnu. Trust in Hashem's name. There's no limitation. There's no hesitation. He's all-powerful, so he can do everything. And he's eternal, and he's merciful. The combination of the power. with the mercy leads me into the ultimate sense of trusting in Hashem, trusting in that relationship, having full confidence that I just have to follow His directives, and that really is what will entitle me to everything. So I think that as we approach Shavuos, we should take a new look at the power of bitochen that is expressed in the loyalty, the commitment, the passion, the tefillah, the commitment, the dedication to Torah and mitzvahs. Torah and mitzvahs is the ultimate. I follow His directives. What do I know? I follow His directives. And it could very well be, and I think that really is the idea over here, that the knowledge that these directives will be properly rewarded in this world and beyond is part of that bitochen, and part of the chiyuv of bitochen. Because if I do mitzvahs without that knowledge that Hashem is going to make it good for me, then there's something lacking. I'm not totally trusting. I'm doing it, but it's not with a program. But when I'm doing it and I know it's good and I know it's going to be for the good and it's going to bring me good and I believe that and I'm chayiv to realize that, then that gives me that sense of I appreciate the chesed Hashem. The mitzvahs are not just, I'm doing it, all right, that's what I got to do, that's the directives, that's the rule, you know, I'm a law-abiding citizen, I do. But no, I know that I'm going to be rewarded. And maybe you'll think that the thought of reward is inappropriate because it's personal. Mitzvah should be done on a higher level just because Hashem said so. Well, I'd like to share with you something which I believe is indicated. I may have mentioned it once before, but I recently saw it indicated from Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato in the Ramchal and also in the Beis Halevi, Rabbi Sheber Salavechik, that in a different vein, but the idea of Asei Ritzoinu Kirtzoinecho, do the will of Hashem as if it was your will, mamish, as if this is your personal desire. Such a passion for mitzvah, such a confidence in Hashem that this is exactly what I want to do. In order that he should do your will is his will. Or as the Rambam says, what is serving Hashem Me'ahava? In the Rambam at the 10th parak in Hilchos Tshuva, he does the truth because it's true. Doing the truth because it's true, but the good is going to come after. What are you talking about the good? What are you saying? I'm doing it, my will. I'm doing his will like my will, so that he should do my will like his will? That's so cheap. Just so you should get something back. And it seems the pshat is that that's really what Hashem wants. Ultimately, the purpose of creation is that he wants to do our will. He wants to give us chesed. He wants to reward us. He wants to give me an olam habo. He wants to give me hano ruchni nitzchi. He wants to give me hano in this world too, and in every way. And it's only the fact that I don't live up to the standards that's expected to earn it, to be able to appreciate it and deserve it, that I'm limited sometimes in what I get. But he ultimately wants. So do it for the ultimate purpose of life. Because then he'll be able, he'll be justified in the system of justice that he also created the world with justice and chesed. He'll be able to do your will as if it's his. He'll be able to give you everything you want in this world and the next. Oh, do the emes because it's emes, and reward will come, which is ultimately what he wants to give us. So I think, therefore, it becomes critical that we have that sense of bitochen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward us in this world and the next, for everything that we do, because that's part of the total trust. That's part of the total trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everything that we do gets rewarded, because everything we do is really for our good, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us good. It's not for His good. Then he continues, he says, there are two aspects to this gmul. Gmul b'olam hazeh bilvod, things that we get rewarded just in this world. Ugmul b'olam habol bilvod, some things only rewarded in the next world. V'yesh shiyu re'uim shneim ha'maisech, sometimes there are both of them, this world and the next, for one act. V'leifarash lono be'er heitim. It's not clearly when it comes to reward, the Torah hasn't delineated for us exactly what you get for what, where you get it, how much you get it in this world, the next world. It's not clarified. Ach orev haberi la'amo gvul kuil al-maisa kuil. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the orev. He takes responsibility. He guarantees that the reward will be appropriate
And when it comes to certain averus, there are certain actions that are very clearly delineated. A person gets, he says, skila, sreifa, herek, chenek, malchus, arboim, misa, vikoris, tashlumi keifa, tashlumi arba, vachamisha, venezek, shor, bor, shen, ve'esh, ve'noise, mumbo, odom, shalachas, yad, bimvushov, vamezi, shemra, vahadomeleze. Avogmul, that's in, there are things that a person knows on punishment that he gets. Avogmul, oilam, habo, ve'onsho, lo, perish, mehem, anovi, me'uma, ve'sifro, ba'avur, come upon him. He says, in the gmul in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told us in the Torah that there are certain things you get. A person does a certain avera, he knows what he gets. He does another thing, he did a certain damage, there's a certain payment for it. His animal damage, there's a payment for it. He said Moitzi Shemra, there's a payment for it, things like that. But the reward in Olam Haba, that's not delineated. We have no idea what it is. It's something that is left beyond us. And truth be told, that we find in Chazal the reason for that, or one reason for that, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he would have delineated the reward for the punishment, you know, sometimes you have to know there's consequences, but if he would have delineated the reward that we get for every Maisa, it would have diminished from that Maisa, because I would be influenced by the reward that I know I'm getting, rather than doing it Boshet L'Shem Mitzvah. We don't want to be in the level of doing it for reward. We want to be doing it that he should be able to reward us for his benefit, because that's what he wants. But I should do it out of pure Oisa, Emes, Neshu, Emes, Ritzoinoiki, Ritzoinecho. So, in that sense, therefore, he didn't reveal everything to us. Part of the reason, he says also for this, is Tzuras HaNefesh Biladei HaGuf Einu Yedua Etzleinu. We don't really understand what it means, the Nefesh without the Guf. Person has a soul without his body. We have no concept of what the soul is. We're familiar with the body, and there's some sense of conscience and feeling and heart and this, but we're not really clear what that is. Kol shekein mash desanig, but what kind of pleasure the neshama could have without the body? Or what kind of pain or suffering the neshama could have? So he doesn't talk to us about these things, because we can't really comprehend them. Ach perish oisei lemisho hoya meiven hu inyan hazeh. But to certain Nevi'im, he did explain. He says to Yoshua, "Nasati l'cho malchim, malchim bein ho'imdim ho'ela." But it's not going to happen when the person is still alive. Avoromas l'mashiyah acharam. This refers to that which is going to be after he passes away. Shetoshav nefesh b'tzuras hamalochim, that the nefesh will return, like in the form of angels. Be'inim pshitusa v'dakusa v'ozva l'ishtamish b'gufa. But things that are really beyond our comprehension in terms of beyond our comprehension in terms of understanding exactly what it is. And therefore, the Torah was not clear about describing these things to us, because had it described it to us exactly, we wouldn't have any sense of appreciation, because we don't know what the nefesh is in the first place. But we just have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ne'eman to pay the greatest reward in this world and beyond, and in concepts which may be even above our ability to understand, but we must know that and realize that that's all part of his chesed. Mehem shegmul olam habo ve'onsho hoyo mekubal eitzel ha-me'oretz mehanavim u'muskal eitzel ha-chachomim v'inichu lezochroi ba-sefer k'me shenichu lizgar harbe mi'perish ha-mitzus ha-chavis v'mnei shesomchu ala kabbalah. So again, these are things that it was presented to us at a limited level for those that don't understand, in just a general sense, and maybe Chachomim had a deeper sense of it, what it's all about, but a lot of it has to do with more esoteric things and are really beyond our comprehension. I think just at this point, just to leave off with this sense of appreciation of that total, eternal confidence that we have in Hashem. We may not know what the nefesh is. We don't know. Talk about the neshama, where the neshama goes, and what the neshama is all about. That's beyond us. And therefore, we can't be given, you know, the neshama goes to this place, and the neshama receives this amount of this, and this amount of that, and so much of something else. That's beyond our comprehension. That's something that we couldn't deal with. But the realization that I could
HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed spans the entirety of creation, and that he's and we must recognize and realize and be assured and trust that everything that we do in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards us for, and that the reward is infinite and even beyond our comprehension. And and that realization that it's not only the specific chesed that we want at this moment, but it's the chesed Hashem is a broader concept that has to do with the entirety of the universe, that everything is chesed, and for everything we do in this world, there is eternal chesed he's giving us. That gives a deeper sense of trust in Hashem, that I know it isn't just limited to the moment, but it's rather something that spans the course of eternity, which certainly has the power and the ability to uplift a person way beyond anything that we could imagine. And I think as we prepare ourselves for the Chag HaShavuos, and we sort of reflect on Na'aseh V'Nishma, that we have to gain that broader sense of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We accepted his Torah with the knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for us, and he does for us, and the purpose of his creation is chesed, and everything he does for us is chesed. And therefore, he's going to continue to do that chesed in this world and beyond. And we, therefore, are firmly trusting in him that everything is all about chesed and benefit for us, and therefore have no hesitation whatsoever in the acceptance of his Torah mitzvahs. The Klal Yisrael was makdim naase kodim lenishma, even before they knew what it was, they're committed to do it, and we too commit ourselves to the fulfillment of Torah, even though sometimes a life of Torah mitzvah seems to be difficult. There are difficulties, there are challenges, the challenges raise questions, but we are firm in our knowledge and our commitment and in our bitochim that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for our benefit, and he cares only for us and only to benefit us, and therefore we accept upon ourselves his Torah and continue to live according to its guidelines and learn his Torah according to his guidelines.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.